Message number 608. This vaccination will be a poison and will be presented under a global healthcare plan. Friday, November 9, 2012 at 09:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, in just 2 years millions of souls have now been converted and saved because of this mission. Your suffering alone has saved 10 million souls as I promised you. So while the world's woes may seem to be increasing, many souls are being saved through your prayers. Suffering in my name always gets worse and becomes so painful that it is hard to bear. It is at its most intense when Satan is angry. His anger at present is intensifying, and this is why the attacks on you are so distressing. He and his demons are surrounding you but cannot harm you in a physical way, for my Father's hand protects you. This does not lessen the scourging you are enduring at this time, the second anniversary of this mission. But know this. The most suffering is endured when the mission or the work of the victim soul is succeeding. The more souls who are saved, the more violent the attack by the evil one becomes. His actions have been increasingly evident in the world. He who goes to great lengths to hide his existence is working his way into the spirit of those poor people who leave themselves open to him because of their lust for worldly pleasures and love of power. Satan's strength lies in his ability to deceive humanity into believing that he is only a symbol used by Christians to explain the difference between good and evil. Satan knows the danger of exposing his presence. If he did that, then more people would accept that God exists. He does not want to do this, so he creates awareness of his existence amongst those who pay homage to him. These people who accept the existence of Satan worship him just as people hold masses in Catholic churches or hold services in churches in order to praise God. So many souls have been stolen. God, my eternal Father, intends to win them back through his warning and the chastisements which will be inflicted on those when they gather to honor the beast. My Father will expose Satan's followers who defile his churches. They are the target for his chastisements, and unless they stop what they are doing by their own free choice, they will be struck down by the hand of God. The rise of these satanic groups who present themselves to the world through business and networking organizations is rampant. They are everywhere, scheming, holding rallies, plotting and creating wicked plans to destroy millions of innocent people. They will introduce a form of genocide through compulsory vaccinations against your children, with or without your permission. This vaccination will be a poison and will be presented under a global healthcare plan. Their plans have now materialized, and they have already begun to introduce them. Some of their plans in one European country were stopped by my Father because of the prayers of victim souls. Look in front of you and behind you. Look carefully at seemingly innocent new laws introduced into your countries designed to make you feel as if they are to improve your lives. Many of them are simply to enslave you by getting you to sign away your rights under what appear to be democratic laws. Democracy will be replaced with dictatorships, yet they will not be presented to nations as such. When millions have signed away all their rights in the name of new tolerant laws, it will be too late. You will become prisoners. The main leaders in the world are working together to bring their new plans about. They are part of the elite whose goal is greed, wealth, control and power. They do not accept the power of God. They do not believe my death on the cross was to save them from the fires of hell. I must make them see how wrong they are. The time has come for me to prove to them my mercy, my love for them. Please recite this crusade prayer, 84, to enlighten the souls of the elites who rule the world. O dear Jesus, I beg you to enlighten the souls of the elites who rule the world. Show them the proof of your mercy. Help them to become open of heart and to show true humility in honor of your great sacrifice by your death on the cross when you died for their sins. Help them to discern who their true Maker is, who their Creator is, and fill them with the graces to see the truth. Please prevent their plans to hurt millions of people through vaccination, shortage of foods, forced adoptions of innocent children, and the splitting up of families from taking place. Heal them. Cover them with your light and take them into the bosom of your heart to save them from the snares of the evil one. Amen. Your Jesus.